Chapter 8, Ground Ladders. Introduction. Welcome. Tansy. Essentials of Firefighting. Chapter Objectives. Identify the parts of a ladder. Differentiate among types of ladders. Describe the process of cleaning, inspecting, and maintaining a ladder. Describe safe practices for using ladders. Describe the process of carrying a ladder. Describe the proper procedure for placing a ground ladder. Describe ways to secure a ground ladder. Describe methods for raising and lowering a ladder. Describe how to safely work from a ladder. Describe methods to assist a victim down a ladder. Skill Sheet 8-1, Clean, Inspect, and Maintain a Ladder. Skill Sheet 8-2, Carry a Ladder Using the One Firefighter Low Shoulder Method. Skill Sheet 8-3, Carry a Ladder Using a Two Firefighter Carry. Skill Sheet 8-4, Raise and Lower a Ladder Using a One Firefighter Method. Skill Sheet 8-5, Raise and Lower a Ladder Using a Two Firefighter Method. Skill Sheet 8-6, Reposition a Ladder. Skill Sheet 8-7, Leg Lock on a Ground Ladder. Skill Sheet 8-8, Deploy a Roof Ladder on a Pitched Roof. Skill Sheet 8-9, Assist a Victim down a Ground Ladder. Fire service ground ladders are an important part of the equipment that you will use at emergency incidents. Ground ladders are carried on all pumpers, aerial ladder apparatus, and other apparatus. Depending on the ladder length, ground ladders require from 1 to 6 firefighters to carry and raise into position. While primarily used to access upper stories and roofs of buildings, ground ladders can also be used to reach areas, such as storm drains, trenches, and pits, that are below ground level. To certify as a Level 1 firefighter, you must know the following about ground ladders. Parts of a ladder. Hazards associated with setting up ground ladders. Foundations considered stable for ladder placement. Different ladder angles for various tasks. Safe angles for setting and climbing ladders. Structural components considered reliable for top placement. You must also be capable of performing the following tasks alone or as a member of a team. Carrying ground ladders. Raising ground ladders. Extending ground ladders and locking the fly. Determining that a structural component, wall or roof, is capable of supporting a ladder. Judging extension ladder height requirements. Placing a ladder to avoid obvious hazards. Now, what? Let's get learning. Lesson 1. Outcomes. Identify the parts of a ladder. Differentiate among types of ladders. Parts of a ladder. The following terms are used to describe the various parts of fire service ladders, figures 8.1 and 8.2. Beam, main structural member of a ladder supporting the rungs or rung blocks. Bed section, aka base section or main section, lowest and widest section of an extension ladder. While the ladder is being raised or lowered, this section always maintains contact with the ground or other supporting surface. But, aka heel or base bottom end of the ladder, the end that is placed on the ground or other supporting surface when the ladder is positioned. But spurs, metal plates, spikes, or cleats attached to the butt end of ground ladder beams to prevent slippage. Fly section, upper sections of extension or some combination ladders, the section that moves. Footpads, aka shoes, swivel plates attached to the butt of the ladder, usually have rubber or neoprene bottom surfaces. Guides, wood or metal strips, sometimes in the form of slots or channels, on an extension ladder that guide the fly section while being raised. Halyard, aka fly rope, rope or cable used for hoisting and lowering the fly sections of an extension ladder, also called fly rope. Heat sensor label, label affixed to the inside of each beam of each ladder section. A color change indicates that the ladder has been exposed to a sufficient degree of heat and should be tested before further use. Hooks, curved metal devices installed near the top end of roof ladders to secure the ladder to the highest point on a peaked roof of a building. Pawls, aka dogs or ladder locks, devices attached to the inside of the beams on fly sections used to hold the fly section in place after it has been extended. Protection plates, strips of metal attached to ladders at chafing points, such as the tip, or at areas where it comes in contact with the apparatus mounting brackets. Pulley, small, grooved wheel through which the halyard is drawn on an extension ladder. Rails, the two lengthwise members of a truss ladder beam that are separated by truss or separation blocks. Rungs, cross members that provide the foothold for climbing. The rungs extend from one beam to the other. Stops, wooden or metal pieces that prevent the fly section from being extended too far. Tie rods, metal rods located beneath rungs extending from one beam to the other of a wooden ladder. Tip, top extreme top of a ladder. Truss block, spacers set between the rails of a trussed ladder, may support rungs.